Welcome back to This Thing That I Do, and it is 4 a.m. So I don't even know why I'm awake. I was finding time to record. It was so hard to record. Let me tell you guys that I was in my room at first, but my roommate and someone were playing games, so I could not even record. So I went outside. See, there's this room, it's like a small room, there's nothing, just window and fan. So I was like, oh yeah, why didn't I think of this since? So I closed the window now of the fan, or the door could not close well. So the room beside that place, they were playing loud music. So I tried to record and it was just bad, and I was like, ah god, what the hell do I do now? So I just waited till now, and I still have to wake up like somehow early. Ah man, this life is weird. I don't know, I feel like I don't get enough sleep, but at the same time I get enough sleep. Like I'll end up sleeping in the afternoon for like a long time, but like I don't get that night to morning sleep. Well, it just depends, huh? Anyways, it just kind of shows how hard it is to record sometimes. Like, not even sometimes, most times, that's been very hard to record these days. So like, catch up episodes, I'm like under a blanket or something, you know, trying to cover up for noise or whatever. Well, I just take it as it is that I get the chance to eventually do it. Because I would have given up, you know, since. Yeah. Anyways, what's up with my life? So I hope you guys have been doing good, child. Shout out to Hebby. I don't know who Hebby is. I don't know who they are. But the person has been commenting, I don't even know. They just caught my interest. Anyway, shout out to Hebby. Hope you're having a nice day, nice night, wherever you are. So today I ate the worst jollof rice of my life. Like most times in school, most times what we eat is rice. So like during the week, you know, I try to avoid it, but it's inevitable. So from the weekend, I try my best not to eat. Like the weekend is strictly for me not to eat rice. So from Friday, because my weekend basically starts on Friday, so from Friday, Saturday, no rice. Then Sunday is kind of the day that I kind of have to, because most times they don't have like any other food there. So then today I bought rice with egg. I swear to God, this was the worst jollof rice I have ever. Ah, God. You guys don't even understand how much I hated it. It was bad. It was just bad, and it was just doing my mouth. So my bro, I thought that it was the spoon that I know. First, the egg that he kept there was really looking bad. I was just like, hey, you know, I might as well just buy egg. So I thought the egg that they were keeping there was bad. So then I bought the egg. And, like, the egg was bad. I thought it was the spoon. I thought that like my spoon was bad, but guy, we chose the whole fucking food. I had to chew like gum. I was like, after I eat this food, I'll drink curry. I cannot drink curry. I had to just like chew gum or whatever. I cannot even explain to you guys how, but I just know that I did not enjoy my meal today. That was my own. I did not enjoy my meal today. It was just really, really, really bad. I don't know, bro. I wonder how, like, you know, all these Nigerian guys abroad that always, like, when you mention Nigerian food, they always talk about jollof rice. Like, why does it feel as if they eat jollof rice on occasion? Then, yeah, every other day we're eating jollof rice, and it's like, bro, okay, if you come over to this side, you will get that of jollof rice. But if you come over to this side, you see that there are other Nigerian food apart from jollof rice. Anyway, that's just me, Sha. That's just me. So this whole episode might just be about food. By the way, like, do you guys like ketchup? Like, do you guys actually like ketchup? Like, not the not this thing that I do, but like the actual tomato sauce, abi ketchup, because like one of my friends, she doesn't like it, and I'm like, bro, how do you not like ketchup? When we were small, I think we used to get chicken and chips a lot, not like a lot, but like occasionally, frequent more than usual, and I loved ketchup. I loved ketchup so much. Like, I don't know. How do you not like ketchup? Do you actually like ketchup? I think that's my first question. I'll be asking two questions today. And yeah, so bread spread. I bought bread spread during the week. So I was looking for peanut butter. I was looking for peanut butter because it feels like one of like the most feasible spreads that you can get in school. So I got peanut butter, and I was looking for the extra crunchy one, you know, the peanut butter that still has the peanuts in it, because I don't like the smooth one like that. So the shops that I went to, they did not have the extra crunchy one. So the person was saying, I think it was like 1.7 or so. I'm like, yikes. So I was like, okay, let me check another shop. So I went to check another shop, and the woman there, she had, her own was like 1.4 or so. So I said, okay. But then she now brought it, and she did not now have the, so she did not have the crunchy one. And I was like, ah, fuck. So she was like, she had this other one. No, the crunchy one that she had was not in the small case. And I'm like, if you buy two of the small case, it's even more than the price of one. So I was just like, okay, do you have another one? She gave me this peanut butter chocolate spread together. So I was like, okay, I'll take it. So I got it now, and I'm like, I was having doubts. It was 50-50 because I was like, yikes. I think last time I remember taking this thing, I don't really like it. But no, I was just like, you know, let's just see how it goes. So I know I ate it like last night, and it's not bad. It's not bad exactly, but it's not the best that it can be. Have you tried Nutella with like groundnuts? If there was a spread like that, that would be like the dopest spread. Imagine a sneaker spread, like sneakers, the chocolate, where like it has that sneakers feeling, not even like Nutella, but then with the whole granola thing that's going on for sneakers, and that's just the whole spread. Oh no, Sha, I think I should pitch this idea to somebody. Do I just like sweet things? I'm just saying, Sha, I would eat it. I mean, I would use it on bread. And I might also eat it on its own, but that's not the point here. The point is that I feel like that should actually make a good bread spread. Well, let me know what you think, Sha. I don't know. Mayonnaise, butter, Nutella, peanut butter, jam. I used to like jam when I was small, but I just feel like I just outgrew jam. I just outgrew it, like, I don't even like it again like that. If I was to rank them, I would probably put Nutella on top. No, I think I'll put peanut butter on top, then Nutella, then mayonnaise, then butter, then jam. Yeah, is there any other spread? Those are the ones that come to mind right now, Sha. But yeah, I think that's how I'll put it. That's how I'd arrange it. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of butter. Not until recently, where like I just had to, you know, take butter. I'm not really a big fan. Like I can do without it for like a very, very, very long time. I think I was going to bring up a whole ass dilemma about something, but I can't seem to remember it right now. Sure, I was going to talk about think I'm done with food for now, sha. But yeah, now I'm hungry. I'm hungry-ish. I'm not like exactly hungry, you know. Elon Musk. If you're a regular Twitter user, I guess you know by now that that guy is kind of scattering the whole place, because whatever he's doing is not even making sense, and it's somehow it's pissing me off. Like one of my roommates does not like the guy normally, and I'm just like, bro, chill, it's not that bad. But like now I see it, that guy is an asshole. So you know, people normally have verifications now, and normally people are verified just like ensure that this is the person, you know, like an influential person, so another account does not pretend to be that person and then spread fake information. That's the whole point of verification. So now Elon Musk now wants people to subscribe to Twitter Blue to get verified, and it's like, okay, cool. So then most people that had verification marks were like, they are not subscribing to Twitter Blue. So on 4/20, Elon Musk removed the check marks for people that did not subscribe to Twitter Blue. Now see, I don't even see the point of it, because what is really the use of Twitter Blue? Any guy with the money can just pay for it and get the verification mark, and then what? Like, do you understand? Then what's next? You just have it, or you start impersonating somebody. I don't know. Most people end up paying for it, sure. That's just the whole point. And then bam, out of nowhere, everybody's verification is back. Not everybody, but if you have up to 1 million or more followers on Twitter, you get verified, basically. So now, yes, he tried this thing multiple times. This whole Twitter Blue thing, brought it, scrapped it, you bring it back again, scrap it. There's really no use of it. And then he brought it again, and bro don't know what he's doing, bro. I don't know, man. You should have just left Twitter. I mean, 44 billion things is not easy, but now he's trying to make the money back, and he's like, yikes, bro. I mean, everybody was just having their own time, and you came out of nowhere, and nobody wants to pay for your verification. And I don't like to be an oppo, but this guy really just deserves it. Anyways, so Jack Dorsey, the guy that made Twitter, you know, made this new app, Blue Sky. I don't think I'm ever getting on Blue Sky, except Twitter really like destroys and crumbles. But I really doubt, because you know it's a strong community, I guess. But yeah, then there's Blue Sky. I might download it, just check it out for a while. Yeah, I felt like I really rushed into this one. I mean, it's an okay episode. I just felt like, you know, I just went straight to the point. Just the drop within the within the worry me. On another note, this one is just out of pocket. If you're doing anything like your church that involves sound, or you know the instrumentals, or do you know the whole singing and the whole coordination of the music, please try not to make the instruments louder than the person's voice. I don't know if I'm the only one that experiences this, so I don't know if anyone else actually experiences this, but I don't know if anyone else even finds it annoying, but it is annoying. Probably one of the most annoying things of all time. The instrument overlaps each other because they are louder than the person's voice, and it's the background singers basically become obsolete. I just find it annoying. It's not even my own church, it's just like the church in school. The choir in my church is pretty dope, sha. No need to brag. But yeah, I'm just saying, it's a very, very annoying thing that I don't like. Anyways, another shout out to Tokoni. Apparently, Tokoni is like one of the first people to listen to the catch up episode. And once again, like I said, I don't like really promote them like that, but bro's always there no matter what. So yeah, shout out to Kony. Yeah, I think this is where I wrap it up for today. Till next week, I want to try and do it for, I've done 3 episodes, that is 3 weeks. I want to do 1 month, and I'm like, fine. I'm like, I feel like if I do that 1 month, I really feel like I've put some effort into it. Anyways, we reached 2k listeners, so thank you guys very much. So yeah, I guess I'll end it here. Hope you guys have a nice week ahead of you. You know, we're all going through some shit, so I just hope that it becomes better to handle. Yeah, I'll see you guys next time.